Welcome to the third chapter of your subject called cost accounting, which name is activity based costing. Now, since when you are watching the video of the first chapter, at that time there was lots of question which came in your mind that the method of absorption of factory overheads, admin overheads, selling overheads and research and development overheads, when you are absorbing to means when you are allocating that expense to overall all the product which we have produced in the company. So that method which we are following is not accurate. This was going on in your mind when I explained, when you saw that video, and in that whatever explanation I have given, this was the statement which this was the confusion was going on in your mind behind your conscious thing, right? Yes or no? Yes, definitely, because that is traditional method of costing in which on the basis of the knowledge and experience of the company, the company's cost accounting people, they used to calculate, they used to apportion, they used to absorb the expense, allocate the expense on whatever ratio they feel like more accurate to the company, they used to follow that. But we know that as technically it is not accurate. Sometimes what happened, you know, see, there are some product which does not require any advertisement. For example, it is, suppose I am talking about any product where advertisement is not required for medicine. You will find that there are lots of medicines in the market, but few medicines advertisements are shown in the television. Right or wrong? Right. So there are some product of the company where there is no need of advertisement or some salesman expense or selling and distribution services, right? But still, to that product, service and selling and distribution expense is being charged to that product. Because of that, either the cost of the product is over costed or it is under cost. Right? For take an example. If I am saying an example of engineering tool. Suppose L&T is preparing an engineering tool for J. Kumar. Suppose they want an engineering tools for their construction. So they got an order. So they started producing 4 engineering tools for J. Kumar. Now for that product, is selling and distribution service is required? Tell me, is selling and distribution service is required? No. Why? Because they got the order. On the basis of that order, they have started their business. Means they have started their production process. So for them, service of selling and distribution cost center or selling and distribution department service is not required at all. But in the traditional method, I have distributed that selling and distribution expense to that particular product also. Yes or no? Yes, because of that, the cost has been increased. So that means the method which we are following in traditional costing method of allocation of expenses, apportionment of expenses is maybe accurate. It will give you the answer. It will give you the total cost. But the techniques which is used is not accurate, because of that result, the cost of your particular product maybe it is over cost or under cost. Yes. So in order to avoid this type of differences, in order to avoid this, tackle this problem, ABC activity based ABC costing method has been introduced. That is called activity based costing, where similar like traditional costing method, direct expense means direct material labor is total. Prime cost, calculation of prime cost is the same, but the distribution factor of all factory expense, office expense, admin expense, that is not on the basis of any proportion of wages, or that is not on the basis of any proportion of work cost, or on a proportion of sales, or on the proportion of production, but it is purely based on the expenses. If you have used that services, you are supposed to pay. If you have not used that services, you are not supposed to charge that expense to that particular product. So activity based costing, in order to tackle that problem of allocation of expenses, unnecessary allocation of expenses to a particular product where the service has not been used. Suppose in engineering tools, particular one type of machinery of the company has not been used, but the depreciation and the maintenance cost of that particular equipment or machinery is charged to that product. Suppose service and selling and distribution service department service has not been used for that particular product, but you have charged the cost of selling and distribution expense, because we are not following purely an activity based costing. We are following an proportion or method which is based on past experience of the cost accounting people. On that basis, you allocated all the expenses to all each and every product, though whether they have used that services or not, because of which at the end of the day the cost of the product which you have calculated is either over cost or under cost. So in order to eliminate, a new revolution in the cost accounting field has come, on the basis of which a new method is invented, in which this problem, allocation of unnecessary expenses which is not used by me but still it is charged to the product, will not be charged. For activity based costing, prime cost till the total till prime cost, total of prime cost is the same. In activity based costing and traditional costing method, the calculation, the method of calculating prime cost is the same. Now it changes. In activity based costing, the overall operation of the production process is distributed, is divided into activities, various activities or departments, various department. For example, if I take purchase department, selling department, production department. Now in this, all the expenses are incurred. All the expenses are incurred. In production department, purchase department, they have purchased the raw material, they have ordered the raw material for various product. Right? So all the expenses which is incurred in that particular department, in that particular center, cost center, will be incurred, and it get the total and divide it with the number of cost drivers. Means in production department, the driver will be the number of orders you have given. If you have given in the total cost is 10 crores and in the year, in a particular lot of production, in a particular period of time, you have given 10 times the order. So 10 crores divided by 10 times, 10 orders, means that cost is actually incurred for 10 orders. Means in that particular period of time, you have incurred 10 crores, and in that 10 crores, you have ordered 10 times. Right? So 10 crores divided by 10 times, what is the cost for one order? 1 crore. Now, if I have three different products I am producing, for the first product, I have ordered thrice. So the production department will be charged on the basis of number of times you have ordered. In the second product, suppose there are three products, A, B and C. I have produced three products, right? For total number of orders, purchase order is 10. Total number of purchase order is 10. So I have divided the whole operations into different cost centers, production department, purchase department, selling and distribution department. Suppose, I take an example, small example. So in that, what I did, I have divided the whole activity, cost activity, into different cost pools. Cost pool, production department, purchase department, selling and distribution department. Now production department, purchase department, total cost is 10 crores. Right? And 10 times the order has been placed. 10 crores is the cost, 10 times the order is placed. In production department, in selling and distribution department, I have incurred 5 crores, and five times the inventory, 5 times the inventory are moved. Inventory turnover take place. Turnover take place. 5 times the inventory turnover take place. Now what happened? Now this is 10 order. And this is 5 times. Now A, B, C, 3 products are there. For the first product, for the second product, for the third product, I have made purchases. Right? For the all this product, I have used the service department of production, selling and distribution. This is production department, production cost center. This is production department. This is selling department. Selling department. Right? Now this is a cost incurred. So this cost will be allocated to all the product, but not on the basis of unit produced, not on the basis of wages incurred, not on the basis of any other ratio. But this purely expense is divided by number of orders. These are called cost drivers. They are called cost drivers. This is cost and this is cost drivers. Now every expense will be divided by its drivers. So 10 crores divided by 10. 1 crore is the cost of one order, purchase order. 1 crore will be the cost of one purchase order. This, for this product I have ordered thrice. For this product I have ordered 4 times. For this product 4 times, not 4 times, 5 times. For this product I have ordered 2 times. So this expense will not be allocated on the basis of any inaccurate proportion, but they will be distributed, they will be distributing this expense on the basis of orders. So for this product I will be charging 3 crores, for this product I will be charging 5 crores, and for this product I will be charging production expense. This is what production overheads. So now you feel that technically this is the accurate method of. So this method gives you accurate distribution of expense to various product. Similarly, selling and distribution department, I have incurred 5 crores. Say this is an example, this is an engineering tool product. Engineering, I am manufacturing engineering tools. Now engineering tools, as I gave you an example, engineering tools does not require any selling and distribution department expense services, because they don't require any type of advertisement, they don't require any type of salesman service. So that means they have not taken the service of selling and distribution department. So this department expense, though there is a sale, but this department expenses is moved, calculated on the basis of number of times the inventory moved. So 5 times divided 1 crore, again 1 crore, but 3 times for this department and 2 times for this department, right? So 3 times and 2 times. So that means for this product they will be charged 3 crores, and for this product it will be charged 2 crores, but here it is not charged because they have not used the service, because they have not used the service. And that product is not continuously produced by the company. It keeps on, it is only producing at the time only when they get the order from the particular client. So this is how we get an accurate method for calculating the cost of the product, which helps us to calculate the cost accurately. So this is what activity based costing. Here in this method, we are not dividing the expenses. We bifurcated the whole operation into different departments, but that departmental expense is not divided on the basis of false proportion, on the basis of inaccurate proportion, wages ratio or nothing like that. But these expenses are allocated to that product. If they have used the service, charges are charged to that. If they have not used the service, charges are not charged. Got the point? Right? In SL world, when you go, you pay total amount. But afterwards, there are certain rides which are free, but there are certain rides which if you want, you have to pay that. So in that case, you feel, no problem, because I have used that services, I am paying for that. So that is an accurate cost. So this is how activity-based costing method works. So now I think the basic idea of activity-based costing method is clear. Now we'll learn how it operates in the next session. Okay. Fine. Let us study some of the activities and their cost drivers. Now these are some of the cost on the basis of that drivers are there, on the basis of which we will divide the expense and charge to the various product. One is machine setup cost. Machine setup cost will be divided by number of production run. In that machine setup, in that department, in that particular department, various production run will be taken place. Because at you have set up the machine at a particular department, and in that machine various production run will be taking place. So how many times the production run took place in that particular department, that will take into consideration. That will be treated as number of production run. Then inspection. For production department we do inspection cost. The production department cost will be treated as inspection cost. The inspection per item means inspection cost means total production expenses will be divided by number of times you have inspected for a particular product. So total number of inspection divided by inspection inspection cost will be divided by number of time inspection is done. That will be charged to the particular product as per the inspection done for that. As many times the number of times the inspection done for that particular product, that much time you have to charge the cost. Then packing cost. Packing cost will be distributed on the basis of number of orders. Then warehousing cost. Warehousing cost distributed on the basis of number of items included in the cost. Then material cost. Material handling cost. Material handling cost will be distributed in the number of parts included in the during the handling, means number of items included there in the handling charges. So these are some of the activities cost, and these are some of the drivers which are taken into consideration. Now, how the activity based costing is implemented, how it actually operates, we'll start doing that. So when you are calculating the cost of the production, first you find the prime cost, means direct material plus direct labor, prime cost for all the product. Then do the divide the whole expenses, whole operation in different cost pools. Cost pool means different departments, like this. Get the cost drivers for each and every cost pools. After that, divide, means get the total of each and every cost pools. Cost pool is nothing but different department. Get the total of each and every cost pools, right? Separately, get the drivers separately, divide each and every cost pools with their respective drivers, and get cost per unit, cost per driver, and charge accordingly to various product on the basis of which they have used. So this is how you are using, this is how you are operating or implementing, or this is how the activity based costing method proceeds. So, which becomes very easier for us to allocate the expense, and because of this method, no cost of the product will be either over cost or under cost, because if you have used that service for that particular product, the expense will be charged to you. If you have not used that particular service, the expense will not be charged to you. So, this is the best method for calculating the cost for each and every product which you have produced in the company. So in ABC based costing method and in traditional based costing method, the major difference is, in traditional based costing method, there are expenses called variable and fixed. Variable expenses are controllable according to traditional based costing method, and fixed expenses are uncontrollable. But as per activity based costing method, there is no such expense called fixed. Every expense is variable expense, because they are divided with number of drivers, and they are charged to the respective product as on the basis of the services used. So according to ABC based costing method, every expense is a variable expense, therefore it is controllable. So every expense is controllable. Right now, there are some of the advantages and weakness, benefits and weakness of this activity based costing that we are going to learn. Now, ABC based costing method is implemented at various level. There are three activities which takes place at unit level activity, then operation base activity, and then product sustain activity. The activities are, your whole production activities are, according to ABC activity based costing, the whole operation is divided into three activity. One is unit level activity, second one is batch level activity, and third one is product sustain level activity. I would like to request you to follow page number 123 of your textbook for the better view of this activity level. At unit level activity, we will be talking about the material, labor, and all direct cost of the product. At batch level activity, we will be talking about the various expenses regarding production, admin, and selling expenses. Right? On the at unit level, the expenses are directly charged, so there is no need of taking. There is no difficulty in distributing the expenses. At batch level activity, we have to create a cost pools on the basis of various drivers we will be distributing. At batch level, we can distribute the expense on the unit basis. And product sustain level means research and development, product enhancement, all that, for that all purpose, then various cost drivers will be taken into consideration, and this type of expense will be charged to the product on the basis of services used by that particular product. So product line means activity based costing method is divide the whole operation into three level, unit level activity, then that is at the starting point where there is no problem of allocating the expense of direct material, labor, that can be easily allocated. Then batch level activity, where you have to calculate the various expense, machine setup cost, factory expense, office expense, admin expenses on the basis of unit produced. They are direct expense, can be allocated directly. And then for product sustain activity, product sustain activity means product enhancement, research and development. For that, activity based costing method will be used in order to distribute the expenses. Now benefits, this method is benefit for those company where the products are not one product, they are dealing with different kinds of product. This method is benefited for those company where the fixed cost like depreciation, interest on the loan taken on the machinery, new technology, all that expenses where it is said that this type of expenses are fixed expense. If the fixed expense nature expenses are there in the production operation activity, then this activity based costing is fruitful for those company, right? Now this method does not calculate the cost which is either over cost or under cost. It will give you an accurate position of the production cost of the particular product, which helps us to give a competitive price to the product and give the best price in the market so as to face the competition. Right? These are some of the benefits of activity-based costing. Now, there are some weaknesses in activity-based costing. Now, this method is very costly, first of all. This method is not suitable for small-scale industry or small industry where the production is done, production process takes place only for one or two product. This is useful and implemented only in those company where there are different chains of product or different portfolios. Right, using ABC method costing. ABC method costing does not take into consideration the changes in the operational level. It will follow the thing. If the operational level is changes, it will not automatically adjust the process. Right, it helps the company. It does not help the company to get the decision. Means it does not help the company to make the decision, but it will just find out the causes for the problems, but it will not give any type of decision making help. So these are some of the weaknesses of ABC method costing. Now what are the steps we have to follow while activity based costing? First is the primary steps. Second one is the operational step. When I am talking about the primary steps, first I have to make, there are two steps for before you implement the activity based costing, you have to take two steps, primary steps and secondary operational steps. When I am talking about primary steps, in that we have feasibility study, means whether this method is feasible for us or not, cost wise, implementation wise, improvisation wise, everything, it is feasible study. What will be the effect of this improvisation on the cost, we have to estimate on a trial and error basis. If this after implementation, if you find out that it is increasing the cost because of this technique implementation, it increased the cost, then there is no question of going backward. So it will put pressure on the financial health of the company. So for that, feasible study has to be made on every background, whether cost wise, improvisation wise, efficiency wise, every manpower wise, technological wise, we have to make feasible study whether this type of techniques is fruitful for our company or whether we can cope up with the techniques or not. All that feasibility study you have to make. Then you have to train your create an IT structure. In order to provide activity based costing, your IT structure should be very strong, because all this cost drivers calculation manually is impossible. I can calculate the cost pool, I can calculate the cost, but it is not possible for me to calculate the drivers manually. In 1949, General Ford Limited Company was the company who has implemented this activity-based costing in 1949. But at that time, cost drivers, calculation of cost drivers manually was very easy, because at that time operation was not huge in volume. But now, since the product portfolio has been increased in your company, there are different lines of product. So in that case, it is very much difficult manually to calculate cost drivers. So for that, proper IT support, IT structure should be there. then you have to convince your employee that we are going to implement, because without the help of employee, we can't get the cost drivers properly. Because when a worker is working, one worker is working for all the product. So he has to write, when he went, go inside for a particular product, he have to write that he has dedicated this much time for this product, this much time for this product. So he has to be trained enough, convinced enough, trained enough to grasp all these things, technical things, so that he can implement that on during his operations. At that, that will help the company to get the cost drivers. We have to convince the employee for saying that this implementation will not make their job, will not make them jobless, but this is for the betterment of the company as well as betterment of their workers. So, and then value chain analysis. Value chain analysis means all the cost pools. We have to, in each and every cost pools, we have to calculate the cost. And every cost pools, if the cost is increasing, we that what factors is increasing the cost, all that means the every department should be connecting to each other. Then only it will work, otherwise it may not be possible for us. Because if the production department is not connected properly to the distribution department, if the value, that chain is broken, then it is difficult for us to calculate the, if there one department is not working properly and not giving proper information to the other the department, then it can it become a problem. So these are the primary stages. First is feasibility study, second is create IT structure, third convincing the employee, fourth value chain analysis. After that, operational set. After doing all this thing at the primary stage, then we'll do the operational step. In operational step, what happened? What we'll do? We will first divide the whole operation into various activity, which is called as cost pool. Keep on incurring the expenses, whatever expense you are incurring in the cost pool, record that. Get the total of each and every activity, each and every pool ka expense, total cost. Get the drivers, properly appropriate drivers for that particular cost pools, divide the cost pools cost with the drivers and get the total of per unit cost and charge that cost to the appropriate product if they have used that service. If they have not used that service, don't charge it and get the cost. So this is how activity based costing method works. So in activity based costing methods, it is similar to traditional costing method up to prime cost. After that, in traditional costing method, we divide the expense on various proportions, various ratios. But in activity based costing, there is no such type of ratios, but it is purely distributed on the cost drivers. If you have, if a particular product use that drivers, they have to be charged for as many drivers they have used. If they have not used that a particular services, they will not be charged for that. And in thus, in such way, we can get the accurate cost of the product, which will helps us to give a competitive price to the product, which in turn gives a position to the company to compete with the other competitors in the market. So this is how ABC costing is all about. So we end up doing all the chapters of your this midterm portion. There are few sums which we are going to solve. Just be with me for that sum.